At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Covering the live betting angles for every game, this is VSiN Live Bet Tonight with Femi Abebefe and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight, hour number 2, hanging out at the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Femi Abebefe alongside Jeff Parles. We're having a lot of fun. Despite all the schadenfreude that we might be expressing about this game, we're having some fun.
Femi,
watching Cowboys and Giants.
Femi, we're 35 minutes in and the no touchdown bet's alive still.
I'm telling you, man, you're live.
We have a shot.
You are live. I can't believe I even put an anytime TD score in my sim game parlay. What was I thinking? during the break, we saw the Dallas Cowboys get a sack. DeMarcus Lawrence has 3 sacks tonight?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Donovan Wilson sacked Daniel Jones, so that has put the full game, two teams combined, the prop was 4.5. The Cowboys alone have 5 sacks on this evening.
So bravo, bravo.
Go ahead and cash that prop there. Over -125, 4.5 sacks. We're still waiting for that. We're waiting for that fourth field goal. We still need that. We only have 3 of them on the board right now. We had a fourth field goal attempt, but that did not get home a Jones under siege once again.
Oh, that was almost a pick six.
Do I get my field goal attempt, though? Do I get the
now
yardage?
Now you should.
I think I got the yardage.
Now you should. If he throws an incomplete pass here, that was almost a Trayvon Diggs see you later.
Yes.
I'm done on that because he jumped that route, and Jones just had enough zip to get that through to Shepard. And also, too, Diggs was about a half click too late.
That was +750 for the defense or special team session. Tackle
Make a
him.
Tackle.
Let's
all
go.
Right, all right. Well, here you go, though.
Is let's, Dayball going to go for
see.
It?
Let's see. It's 4th and 4.
Don't do it, Dayball. You need
it's
points.
It's a 50-yard kick. Send him out. Send him out. Come
you
on.
You need points.
Yeah, what, I,
send the send, field goal.
Send the field goal kicker out. You and I are both in agreement here.
Yes.
Send the kicker out.
You need points. Tie the game up. It's a low-scoring affair. Don't get cute. Just go out there. Oh, man, Diggs was so close.
For what it's worth, Femi.
He was so close.
The fact that they're still showing the replay of this makes me think that the field goal unit's on the field.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you just have to avoid a fake.
Just don't fake it.
Snap is down. There you go. Femi, you win. And the kick is good.
Let's go.
There we go.
+290.
There's a casher. And now I will tell you this. Game tied at 6.
Yes.
9 minutes ago, third quarter. Giants right now back to being – oh, actually, it's a pick. -120, Dallas -110, Giants at DraftKings. I think that's right.
Yeah.
And now I will tell you this, Femi. I said to you during the last break, This game needs to avoid getting to a 6-point game because you know defenses go soft at the end of games, up 6. Now that this game is tied, Let's go.
I think you're.
Let's go. We got now. If the Giants can get a stop on this drive, if the Giants can get a stop, all of a sudden here, this goes from live to okay. We got to change the thought process here. All of a sudden.
Also of note, we talked about this in the first half, but the overtime, which was about 13-1 when it was, I think, 3-3 or might have been 6-3 as well at that time, now down to 8-1 for overtime in this game. 6-6.
I don't know.
5 minutes gone here.
Again, the big problem here.
Six minutes gone, 9:02 left.
And we just saw what the big problem could be in this game. Mm-hmm. Where Trayvon Diggs was very, very close.
Very close.
To a pick six, probably ending the game, ending my bet, and giving second half bettors to the over some life. Yes. Where you could have come flying in and bet the under the other way if you had that over. But
how is the total still 28.5?
Okay, so that's 16.5? Yeah, that's right.
Do you think that makes sense?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, because I guess we have 12 on the board
now. That's right.
Do you see us?
I don't see it, but that is right.
Yeah, that's what I'm just like. I don't see it with 28.5. Like, maybe 27.5, somewhere around there, okay. 28, I mean, it's like some massive key number, but it is key. Like, 4 touchdowns is 28.5.
By the way, how have we not seen, like, a safety in this game yet?
That's
all that's missing.
That's what's coming.
A safety that we think is a touchdown that gets ruled a safety to give me a heart attack, something like that.
Yeah, it'll be like his knee was down before fumbling the football. That's definitely coming. The flash prop for the Dallas Cowboys right now, the favorite outcome is punt at -120. Field goal attempt +275. I'm not going to go dance with that anymore. Touchdown +390. Turnover on downs or safety, like you were talking about, +650. Yes, on an offensive score is +135. But I feel like you'd rather just bet on either field goal attempt or touchdown at that point. But
I will, well, again, in this game. Really the closest play to a touchdown in this game was the CeeDee Lamb play that he dropped.
That he dropped, yeah.
That if he makes that catch, Dallas had a bare minimum as first and goal at the 5.
So do you think that no offensive score at -175, do you think that's a little short?
I wouldn't. I think that's right.
Maher's got a big leg. So
I think that pricing's fine. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that pricing.
Yeah, yeah. Maher's got a big leg, so that makes it tricky to bet the no on that.
What a football game, Femi.
And man, I said it. You were laughing, but I said games like tonight is why betting was invented, so that we could sweat all this stuff out here. But looking at the box score, because Cooper Rush, his passing yards prop was 219.5 somehow, some way, 81 yards, 8 of 14. So, like, talking about the CeeDee Lamb play, he probably should have had more yards than that, but not a great night for him. Daniel Jones, 131 yards. Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard. The Cowboys have ran the ball really well. 14 carries, 126 yards. That's 9 a pop. So I'd assume that they're going to try to get back to that, as every coach is their dream is to establish the run. So maybe you see.
Hey, they're balanced right now.
14 rushes, 14 passes. That's what also every coach's dream is, to stay balanced.
Stay balanced like that.
So
that play's not good, though. Yeah,
shockingly enough, we see a run on the first play, and it goes for a loss of 3. So not great start for the Dallas offense here, as punt now shoots up to -210 here for the Cowboys on this series. So it's been a little uninspiring, I would say, to say the least, from an offensive standpoint. But I think if Dallas kind of stays with that play-action game, they should be able to move the football down the field. This Giants defense, I think you're almost letting them off the hook when you run the football. Because they haven't really been, like...
I mean, they've faced the prolific passing attacks of Tennessee and Carolina so far this year. Oh, that's a problem.
As they're going right downfield.
That should be something, right? No?
I don't think it was anything. Wow.
Nice play. Nice coverage.
It was good coverage.
That fan loves it.
Total down to 28, though. Total is down to 28. It's now that the hook is gone here on this total. So this game, it's just been it's been tough. It's been a tough watch, but it's also football, so we love it, regardless what happens. As Dallas, now the favorite outcome on their flash prop, is it was -500 before going OTB. So I can imagine that this is not going to be a great play here for the Cowboys.
That was also very impressive by Xavier McKinney, running stride for stride with Lamb. Very, very good coverage to knock that ball away. And here you go. A 3-and-out in under a minute would not be good, by the way, for me, Femi.
No.
Even though Rush takes a huge shot again, and he had him, but make the play. Yeah. Make the play. Was that Tolbert, right?
Looks like it might have been a little long, but yeah, there's Tolbert, the rookie who made his debut inactive the first two games. So finally getting out there. I know a lot of folks liked him for rookie of the year. Clearly that's
not great right
now. It's not going great. It's not going great. But what is going great is the Graham Gano field goal prop over 1.5 has cashed. So congratulations to the folks who had Graham Gano on their bet sheet. It was the fourth most bet prop over at DraftKings. So that I know that's a lot of you out there as we see these most bet props for Monday Night Football. Zeke Elliott, 73.5 rushing receiving yards. That's still up in the air. CeeDee Lamb, his receptions, over 4.5. Something's going on with CeeDee Lamb. I don't know what it is. The amount of focus drops that we've seen, even dating back to last year, it's not great. Micah Parsons, over 7.5 total sacks at +145. He's a little under the weather. So I don't know if he's going to be able to hit that. Maybe he gets a half sack here or there. But I don't know if Parsons is going to be able to go over that just because he hasn't been deployed as he typically is. Gano, congrats to those folks. And then Daniel Jones over 1.5 passing touchdowns. I don't even think we're going to get over 1.5 touchdowns total in this second half, let alone Daniel Jones passing TDs. So I don't think that's going to be a good outcome.
Hey, wasn't there a prop at the end of the first half that had both teams over 1.5, that the Giants team total for touchdowns over 1.5 and Dallas's individual one over 1.5 touchdowns, and mm-hmm. both the unders were plus money? Doesn't that feel like a missed opportunity, Femi?
+150 for Dallas, +155 for New York, were the under on 1.5 touchdowns. Kind of wish we bet that. Because these teams are not moving the football whatsoever. But what we can do is we can bet on some sack props, because based on what we've seen from this Giants offensive line and based on what we've seen from Daniel Jones, it's if his reads aren't there, he's going to kind of panic and run around. Now, if there's an open lane, he's probably going to run for a first down because he's a pretty good athlete. But the Cowboys already have 5 sacks tonight, and now they're not even giving us that big a price. +210 the last drive. Now +175 for the Giants to give up a sack. No -235. +175, it's...
Nah, it's too short.
Yeah, it's short.
Too short. It makes sense, but it's three and out
and only have one pass attempt.
Well, we could also get the one thing that concerns me now is we still have not had the Daniel Jones fiasco moment of the night.
Because it's coming.
Which at some point it's happening. Maybe I'll get lucky and it'll be like the where he fell on his face in Philadelphia a few years ago when he had the easiest touchdown of all time and fell on his face when there was no one within 55 yards of him, basically.
Got too excited out there.
He couldn't believe how much green he had in front of him.
Turf monster just took him down at Lincoln Financial. Giants -120 to punt here on this drive. +275 field goal attempt, +400 touchdown. Turnover on downs, +650. And you talked about the Daniel Jones moment. Turnovers, it's out there. It's definitely out there.
What do we got right now?
+650.
I mean, at some point, it's going to hit in this game.
That's what I think, too.
It's just a matter of when. Even though they have three tight ends in the game right now, so I'm going to imagine they're going to run.
We'll have to revisit this when we come back, because turnover on downs or safety. Because I think even if they cross the 50-yard line, maybe Daboll elects to go for it on a fourth down. That could also be a chance, and that could cash you out as well. Is this the first down?
2 run? Yards and a cloud of dust.
Hey, baby. NFC East football at its finest here on Monday Night Football. 6-6 is our score between the Cowboys and the Giants. Right now, the Giants 1-point favorites. But we're going to come on back and break this down even more here on VSiN Live Bet Tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight with Femi Abebefe and Wes Reynolds, live from the Circus Sportsbook on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. This segment of VSiN Live Bet Tonight is presented by Zyn Nicotine Pouches. Zyn Nicotine Pouches are a fresher, simpler way to enjoy nicotine that have helped millions of people achieve lasting change by offering smoke-free and spit-free satisfaction. Zyn understands there isn't one right time to make a change. Everyone's timeline's a little different. Everyone's on their own journey. But whenever you feel like you're ready to take that first step toward change, Zyn will be there for you. Check out Zyn Nicotine Pouches at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Welcome back. This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight.
Where we have officially lost.
Boy,
that was the one. What did I tell you in the last break? That was the one thing that we were in trouble with eventually. Yep. Could happen, and Saquon was at 36 yards into the end zone, and now the insurmountable lead of 7 is now in play for the Giants in all likelihood, Femi.
The lead is now insurmountable as Dallas has now gone to +340 on the money line. This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight. Like I said, he's Jeff Parles. I'm Femi Abebefe. Giants just ripping off a 36-yard TD courtesy of Saquon Barkley. Now 6.5-point favorites, Jeff, on the live line. 32.5. is our total in this contest. So now the floodgates, do they start to open now that we have a touchdown?
So hold on. What was the second half close number again?
20.
20. So we're halfway home there.
Yep.
Right now, like you said, that number is higher than what it was at halftime, obviously. Mm-hmm. Now that there's been a trip to the end zone for the first time today.
Touchdown was what, +340 on this drive, I think it was?
See, had to have been higher, right?
I think my 4-1. I think it was 4-1, I want to say. 4-1, and then the turnover on downs, or turnover was +650, but TD was 4-1 for the Giants. So it's.
So here's my. Here's your question now. Here's your question. At 6.5 now, Femi,
mm-hmm.
Do you trust Dallas to get any score in this game? That's the bet comes down to now. I would not lay 6.5 with the Giants.
Oh, you can't.
But. Do you think Dallas is capable of scoring any points the rest of the game? Because I think that is the Giants' touchdown tonight. That might be the only touchdown.
We've hit the ceiling.
But you're in a scenario now where it's early enough where McCarthy could settle for a field goal and it wouldn't be asinine.
Yep.
Do you think Dallas can get any points the rest of the way?
I do, just because I think they have multiple avenues to getting points. And that's just what they're able to do offensively, averaging 6.5 yards per play. I think if they can just not have the penalties or the negative plays, they should be able to move the ball in the Giants' defense. And then also, the guy we've been talking about, the ultimate wild card, Daniel Jones. He is a turnover waiting to happen. And it hasn't happened. He wanted to throw that pick six to Diggs there. It was inches away from going back the other way. If you get a pick or maybe a Micah Parsons sack fumble, to give Cooper Rush a short field, I think Dallas gets on the board with some sort of points. I'm just not so sure that Dallas's defense prevents the Giants from at least getting another field goal. So I don't even know if I'd want to take that 6.5, just thinking that, like, hey, yeah, they score a touchdown, cool, then you're right, obviously at a good number. But I think the Giants, when they've been able to protect in Jones, they've been using his athleticism. They've had some explosive plays on the ground.
I don't blame. I'm not touching this anymore. I'm a Giants pick from before the game. There's no reason to come in now and add bad numbers.
Touch the fire again.
Okay, so total's 32.
Man.
Yeah, so you're
got 19 on the board right now.
I think that's an under still. You're asking for two touchdowns to go over 32 right now.
Yeah.
I think now you can go over a little bit of an inflated number here, go under. Because you're 3 points north of what you had at halftime now at 32. That would be something I would look to do.
How much time is left? It's like, what, like 5:31?
Under five to go in the third. Yeah.
So 5:31 left to go in the third.
Or 5.5.
32. That is intriguing to go under.
Yeah, you could consider it.
Because this feels like 16-13.
I think it's 13-9.
And it could be 13-9. Yeah. It could easily be 13-9. But I could see like 13-9, maybe 16-13 in overtime or something like that. You know, like I could see this being – I don't think either of these teams gets to 20, that's for sure. I would actually be legitimately shocked if they got to 20.
Imagine that.
I mean, if
did you end up taking any flash props here for this Dallas drive?
I have not on this drive. Let me see the punt -125, field goal attempt +320. I will. Let me see. It's off the board right now, but it'll populate once again. After
I think
this
game might have just opened up, Femi, based off the line move, real quick.
Uh-oh. Have we started to open up here, or maybe an interception happened?
Oh, look at that! 20-yard play.
Yeah, CD Lamb. Remember him? Now he's actually starting to make plays. So +150 for punt, field goal attempt +215, touchdown +285, turnover on downs or safety +450. No offensive score -125. Offensive score even money. That I don't know if we get a score.
I think it's pretty tight there. I think it's pretty tight. Also, Femi, one other one I want to bring up, and I'm going to put our producer Aaron Oster to work here. Mm-hmm. Daniel Bellinger is the game's leading receiving yardage player right now with 40. Now, it won't take much for CeeDee Lamb to get on top of him now with that 18-yard reception. He's at 38. Mm-hmm. Wonder what Bellinger was going off at as the game's leading receiver tonight.
Christ almighty.
Bellinger was +450 anytime touchdown.
Yeah, there's no way he was high up on that one. Zeke Elliott's at 60 yards, though.
You're almost there.
So just give me a yard, Zeke, and then don't touch the ball the rest of the game, and I'm good to go.
Who's your running? You had Noah Brown.
Noah Brown, anytime TD score. I'm over 38.5.
Oh, you're in trouble there, Femi.
Yeah, that's a real problem. That's a real – Cooper Rush under the passing yards, 219.5. I had CeeDee Lamb over on his receiving yards, which if he had caught that one pass in the first half, we would probably be there right now. That was at 59.5. I think right now CeeDee Lamb looks like he has 39 yards. So, yeah, he definitely would be over. If he had caught that pass in the first half. So it's the same game parlay. It's got a little life. Now it's on life support, but technically it means you have a little bit of life. It's 3rd-and-1 for the Dallas Cowboys here on this play. Will there be an offensive score? I don't know if I see that on this drive for Dallas.
Femi, if they don't get anything. Oh, yes. The fullback dive to Zeke lined up at fullback. There you go.
There you go.
That's a play call. Even though it worked, that's an interesting one.
Yeah. Well, got that Zeke over. But then again, you could also lose yards. That's the tricky thing with rushing yards. It's like, oh, yeah, over, boom. Then all of a sudden you get like a 5-yard loss, and then you never go back onto the field.
Well, as we learned on Thursday, apparently that's the case for receiving yard totals, too. If you had that Claypool over, that's the worst beat of the whole season.
Thoughts and prayers to the pitchy-pitchy woo-woo messing up some player props, and also the people who might have teased the Steelers. But, I mean, if you're doing that, it's your boy Hendershot.
Oh, this game opened up now.
We've opened up.
Elite offense, here we come.
We've opened up. Let's see what a live total is right now as Dallas just converted.
35.
Wow. So the total, which we thought was dead, maybe, just maybe, Right now, the team total for Giants is at 15.5. Cowboys team total, 12.5. Giants total points game before they scored the touchdown, though, it was 19.5. So that's the new total. Mm-hmm. The new total now for the Giants is 19.5. Before that TD, it was 15.5. Sitting on 13 right now for the Giants. I still think 16-13. Oh, is that Noah? That's Noah Brown. Get in. Oh, first and goal. First and goal for Noah Brown there. Gosh, who do you think is going to win this game? I honestly have no clue.
I still think the Giants are going to win.
You think so?
Yeah.
I have no clue who's going to win this game. These two teams. And Dallas, and I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'll defend them. They at least have an excuse as to why they look bad because Dak Prescott's out. The Giants just look like a horrible team.
Yeah, but here's the ridiculous part here. The New York Giants, they win this game, are 3-0.
Tied for first.
Have the Chicago Bears wandering in to MetLife next week.
Someone's got to be 3-1.
Someone.
I mean, someone has to.
Someone has to be at least 3-1. I mean, can you imagine, again, that was the one where he, at least, again, like, if you're betting in, like, season win total pre-flop here.
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about on the network where you can come in on a Giants season win total under. The only problem is their schedule is so soft. If they win tonight, I don't know if going into the Bear game is even the right time.
Oh,
by the way,
Brown. Oh
boy.
Cooper, he had a chance if he actually threw it on him.
Threw it late.
But he made him have to bend down to get it. But Noah Brown has gone over his receiving yards props.
Does,
49, then four catches, I believe, was his prop as well for reception. So he goes over there on that one.
No yardage here on fourth and goal in the one. Yeah, 100% have to go for it.
Yeah, they'll go.
Will McCarthy know to do that?
I think since it's still the third quarter, he will. If it was the fourth quarter,
well, here's the problem, though. If they get stuffed on the inevitable handoff to Zeke here, thank you very much.
And they're going to get stuffed.
Oh, he got in. Good effort. Good effort. All right, well, there you go.
All right.
I don't feel as bad about losing the no touchdowns now.
Dallas responds, and we have a game up in the Meadowlands. It's NFC East. It's primetime. What else did you expect? Pending an extra point, we could be tied here. Right now, as the Cowboys were 6.5-point dogs before this drive, now down to 1-point dogs. We'll come on back on the other side. This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight.
This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight with Femi Abebefe and Wes Reynolds, live from the Circus Sportsbook on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Kick off the football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook for every line, boost, and special. Lace up for week 4 with Bet Rivers Parlay Insurance and Touchdown Insurance offers every Sunday. All season long, build a parlay of at least 4 legs, and if it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday Night Football and get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. Welcome back. This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight. Femi Abebefe alongside Jeff Parles. We're hanging out here at the VSiN Studios at the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. So it looks like they just called.
Wait a second. How is that a penalty on Dallas?
I think it's a delay of game penalty for denying the official from being able to catch the football.
The ball was kind of thrown at him. How is that a penalty on Dallas?
All my rowdy friends here for Monday night. That's what we're doing, I guess.
Okay, Hank.
I don't want to be in that category, but that was a good song, though. But hey, so we made some bets during the break here. So I've bet overtime, since we're tied up at 13, going to the fourth quarter. Overtime, yes, plus 550. Our producer, Aaron Oster, has bet a sack. So the Giants to give up a sack on this drive at plus 175. Our buddy, Dave Ross, at halftime, we've mentioned this a little late, but Dave is in on the Cowboys second half at plus 105. So Cowboys money line second half plus 105. Now it's just pretty much just to win the football game. What do you make of that? You still think the Giants win this game? I know you're on Giants pre-flop on the money line, but now the floodgates might be open, Jeff. We got 17 points.
It's an offensive
alone.
Explosion, Femi.
17 points alone in that third quarter as the folks who bet the over 19.5 and maybe some over 20 are looking solid right now.
And a total at some books that have them up right now are almost all the way back to the pre-flop close. 37.5 right now.
Same game life, perhaps.
You're not dead.
Not dead yet. Although we need Noah Brown to score a touchdown, and he had a chance, and Cooper Rush underthrew him, unfortunately. But hey, you know what? You're not going to get many other chances than that, than what we saw in that last goal-to-goal sequence there. But so far, I mean, I said 16-13. I think that's kind of where we land in this game, despite the jokes of the floodgates opening. I don't know if we're going to get any more touchdowns, just because I don't think these teams are that reliable. Like, you have two bad quarterbacks. The offensive lines are still working through some things. Dallas, I'd say, has probably the better skill guys, because you have Pollard, Zeke, then you have Lamb when he's focused, is playing well. Hendershot has now emerged as a target.
As we all expected.
He's emerged as a target. And, of course, Noah Brown, Cooper Rush's favorite target as well for Dallas. So I still think Dallas is the better team, but the better coach team, I would say, is the New York Giants with Brian Daboll, even though he's only been a head coach now, this being his third game. But we have a lot of history with Mike McCarthy, and a lot of it being not very good outside of the fact that he was attached to Aaron Rodgers. So a whole lot of people might have been able to win those games. But I just think that Dallas is the better team, but the Giants are the better coaching staff. And maybe in a close game, you lean toward the coaching staff.
Giants have found a magic late in games this year, too. For whatever reason, again, I know it's a huge sample size of two American football games, but I mean,
American football, it
is just one of those scenarios, Femi, where I always do lean, unless if the talent is such a huge disparity, mm-hmm. which it is not in this case.
No.
I always lean to the better coach, and I know Dable's only coached two games, but right now he seems to have a good pulse for what his team can and cannot do. So, I'm not betting anything now because I don't want to lay 2.5 when I have Giants pick from before the game. And also, too, we still haven't had the Daniel Jones moment, which could very easily come right here.
That was almost a sack right there.
He actually almost completed. He just threw it too hard.
Yeah. Well, Parsons is bearing down on him, man. And that's the thing. Clearly, Parsons is not himself in this game. But, man, the Cowboys are getting a lot of pressure. Already 5 sacks on Daniel Jones tonight and a number of other QB hits on the Giants' QB1. You got to think that Jones penalty, or the Jones, not penalty, but the Jones fumble of holding the ball a little loose, it might be coming. Because it shows up once every game, either an ill-advised throw or just getting sacked and holding the ball loose in the pocket. But I think the Cowboys get a stop here.
Oh, they do, because Jones too high looking for Shepard. So there you go. Dallas gets it back. 11 seconds into the fourth, Dallas a favorite again, Femi.
Woo.
-125 money line. Do you want it?
Man, I honestly might bet that.
Do it.
Laying one -115. I mean, that's how often does a game, especially now that we're tied 13-13, this game's not going to land one.
What, you don't think McCarthy would go for two down by 7 if that happened? You don't think so?
I don't foresee that in the future. Now that's -120. So, all right. Oh, so Dallas is actually a dog I'm seeing now.
Oh, so this.
Or maybe I think my app might be slow. Okay, no, the app was slow. Now it's back.
Okay, no. Okay. It made an adjustment. It shouldn't have.
2.5.
And now it adjusted to where it should be, which is Dallas -140 and Dallas 2.5 point favorites.
Mm.
I might take the Giants now. Take more on it.
Let's take more money line.
Let's go for more misery, right?
You take more money line +110.
I think so. Let's go for some more misery.
I would lay 2.5 -120. I would lay that. Cowboys. What was it at Circa here?
Pick? Yeah, most of the.
All right.
So Femi, this is interesting.
I'm putting my live bet tonight bucks down. I'm about to put my real bucks down.
Femi, this is a very interesting Nevada versus rest of the country. See, as I know, this is great television with you and I both trying to make a bet at the same time.
The folks love this, man. We're just real guys firing off plays.
But Dallas is pick -140 behind us.
-140 is gross, though.
Boyd here in town is -113 on both sides.
I mean, I'd rather just bet Cowboy. DraftKings says Dallas 2.5 -115. Now back to 1 -115. I'm going to go ahead and bet that before that goes away.
Don't lose it.
Oh, closed.
Uh-oh.
Oh, now just pop back up.
That was quick. That was a quick.
Pop back up. Let's go Dallas laying 1.5 -115. Processing. And this might be at the buzzer. Line changed. -2 -115. That's fine. I like that as well. Anything under a field goal at -115. This bet is also expired. What the hell is going on?
I don't know. I took the Giants plus right. 120 outright. So there you go.
Okay, minus. All right, now it's back. This thing is going absolutely. You know what? Let's see. Now we're processing once again as we're going working through the mechanics.
You got it. We're good.
We're in. We're in. We're finally in. Dallas -1 -105.
All right, we're off.
So.
We're officially Oppo because I took the Giants plus 120. There
we go. Hey, that's fine. But we're Oppo. But I like Dallas in this spot. So I bet that with my live bet tonight, Bucks. I'm looking to see what Circa has. Once again, they're pick'em -132. Don't want to bet -132. So my live bet tonight action, I now have Dallas laying one. How about that? So going Oppo. God, you're double down on Big Blue, huh?
We're going for broke. Bad side to be going for broke. No, not really going for broke. But no, I mean, this game to me has been pretty even all the way through. Both teams had one good drive. Mm-hmm. Other than that, Dallas was a little bit better in the first half. But I thought the Giants, up until that drive, were the better team in the second half. They scored on the first two drives. That drive wasn't pitiful. They got near midfield. It just Jones was too high on a play where he had a guy open.
Yeah. No, it was definitely available. That's for sure. It wasn't because they couldn't scheme something up or whatever, but we're spraying the board today, huh? I mean, anytime scores didn't really work out with the defense, but come on, let's go, Cowboys. Let's get it going. This is my team. I should be rooting for them as we hopefully.
Well, now that you're in on them, so you can root every way.
Yeah, now that I'm in, I'm rooting in just for my emotions and also my bet here. And I didn't make my bet being emotional because I didn't bet this pre-flop because I was a little concerned about my Cowboys tonight, but I think they win this game. You think the Giants win this game. One of us will be right, or maybe they tie, and I lose laying one if that happens. That would be unfortunate. So you but both of them on the money line, right?
Okay. Yes.
So didn't want to play around with plus one?
No. Well, I didn't have that option for mine.
That's right.
So
yes, that's right.
I had just everyone was offering pick at select juice. A nice play by CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah,
that should be a first down, but.
Oh, that's Noah Brown.
Oh, that was Brown.
Yeah,
that's
Noah Brown.
That was a terrible spot, too.
Not great.
Not a yard great. Short of what is a the, forward what's progress.
The, what's the official's name again? I forgot his name.
Tonight, this is Land Clark.
Land Clark.
His crew as well, the former Pac-12 ref.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I know I just needed to say that. You would know exactly where I'm going.
I'm like, that makes a lot of sense.
Also, Femi, that graphic that ESPN just showed,
uh-huh.
18 games have been decided by three. That's a first down for Dallas.
Go ahead and get that, Rush.
Even if Rush didn't get it. 18 games have been decided by a field goal or less. That's an NFL record through 3 weeks.
Hasn't it been wild? And the scoring has been down. Everybody's talking about how scoring is down. But all of these games, every single Sunday, the witching hour, is insane.
This week was the most calm.
Yes.
This week was the most calm.
It was still pretty
crazy. And you still had Ken Dorsey destroying a booth upstairs at Hard Rock Stadium.
I absolutely love that.
But, you know, it just shows really this league, and as much as everyone wanted to crown Buffalo early here, there's no dominant teams.
Nope.
And there's a whole lot of teams that are pretty average. So you're going to have a lot of competitive games this year, Femi.
September is now an extension of the preseason. I also have an in-game story about Dolphins-Bills that I want to tell on the other side here, but we got to take a quick break. This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight with Femi Abebefe and Wes Reynolds, live from the Circus Sportsbook on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NHL season is almost here, and our hockey betting experts are ready for all the action. The VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide will be available soon with strategies and best bets for the season ahead. Get in-depth analysis from our hockey experts, including Andy McNeil, with predictions for teams and players, win totals, daily betting tips, season-long trends to watch, plus three things every new NHL bettor should know. This guide is a must-have with key insights and data for both avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport. The guide is a must-have with key insights and data for both avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport as well. Give yourself an edge to this season and get the VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber today at VSiN.com/subscribe. I think I read one of those lines twice, but that's what
happens. That's okay.
When you watch the game and read, you're
distracted by Hendershot nearly going full helicopter.
I mean, we talked about Hendershot, and welcome back. This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight. He's Jeff Parles. I'm Femi Abebefe. Hendershot's a key guy in this offense. He's a
apparently
key
so.
Cog in the system. Here is Cooper Rush. I think that might actually go over his passing yards, unfortunately.
So while we were gone, Dallas had a 4th-and-4 at the 41. McCarthy properly goes forward. They get 5 to Lamb. Now they have a 1st-and-goal.
Oh, C.D. Lamb!
Is he in? No.
He's down to
the line. They'll have a 1st-and-goal inside the 1 after a big play of the Lamb. I will say this. I got to give Cooper Rush a ton of credit.
Dude, he's balling.
Because Dallas did move the ball in the first half. They weren't efficient, but they moved the ball. Mm-hmm. This is now 3 straight starts for Rush, where he led the game-winning drive against Minnesota last year.
Yep.
He didn't do anything to lose the game last week against Cincinnati. He was actually quite good early.
Yes.
And now in the second half, he's been very good so far in the second half for Dallas. That was properly down to the 1. So Giants in need of a stop. And also, too, all of a sudden, the pre-flop under, this was dead under. Maybe live is Rush.
Oh my God.
Wow, what a catch by Lamb. One-handed with the left. Touchdown, Dallas. And
CeeDee Lamb, stretch your stuff, Cooper Rush. Let's go.
19-13. What a catch by Lamb. Seriously,
wow.
What a catch. I thought that ball was airmailed.
Airmailed that too. I was like, all right, he's going to throw it where either his guy gets it or nobody gets it. But CeeDee Lamb one-handed.
That's a hell of a catch.
I think he got both of it. He got both down.
Catch.
It looks like it's a catch.
Left's one, right there, right there. Yeah, that's an amazing play by Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb. And for the betting market perspective of that play, as the Cowboys score a touchdown, Cooper Rush to CeeDee Lamb, 1 yard TD. Cowboys now 6.5-point favorites. Total 39.5, -105 to the over, -125 to the under, as we've seen 3 consecutive touchdown drives. Actually, the Giants punted on theirs, but it's 3 TD drives out of 4, which after seeing no touchdowns in the first half, the floodgates, Jeff, they're not closed. They're definitely not closed.
Second half way over also as well with that touchdown. Very, very.
God, and we talked about that too. We talked about that in the second. But then, like, I thought you had good – analysis in the halftime when we're breaking that down about why we shouldn't have done that, but my goodness.
No, you know what? I think I got a little spooked. Got a little spooked. I think, again, I had the problems differentiating the bet that probably was not going to get there in the end. And what really ended up being an easy one is cashes with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of the second half over, where, again, you're sweating hard now if you had a pre-flop under, because this was the deadest of unders through two and a half quarters. And then as soon as Saquon busted that one off, floodgates are wide open right now.
CeeDee Lamb anytime TD was plus 170. That goes ahead and cashes. They were showing us a shot of Dez Bryant wearing a Trayvon Diggs jersey up in the press box somewhere. So Dez Bryant living his best retired life, rooting on the Dallas Cowboys. But Dallas now 6.5-point favorites, like we mentioned. Minus 135, though. You got to lay it a little bit if you want to lay it with the Cowboys. Total 39.5. And I want to pull up the Giants flash prop because now I think it really gets interesting. Punt plus 115. Touchdown plus 295, field goal attempt plus 350. I think you can make field goal attempt, honestly, like 6-1. I would be
stunned. Exactly. It's touchdown or bust now.
Exactly. Turnover on downs or safeties at plus 370. That's the one that I'm really interested in because they're going to be going four down territory the minute they cross 50, the 50-yard line. Also, Daniel Jones could just turn the ball over. Safety, I don't think you're going to get much there, but plus 370 – I think I might take a shot at that. I think I'm going to do it, Jeff.
Go for it.
Plus 370. Turnover on downs. I think I closed out of my app. What am I doing? Jeez.
Well, don't do that.
I know, right?
Don't do that. Come on now. We got games to bet, Femi.
I accidentally, when I was surfing through all the apps that I had, and, you know, it's, I mean, we get a lot of outs. So you lose track of stuff sometimes. But it's recommend having a lot of outs. That's always what you need to do. But I'm going to go ahead and. Oh, now it's down to plus 290. God damn it. Somebody's listening. Somebody's listening or somebody's betting it. As I think that was actually the bet to make. I don't know if I'm going to bet it at plus 290. That's the costly mistake that you make sometimes when you close out of your apps. It takes too long to load it back in.
Don't do that.
And now the prop that you wanted to bet is now gone. But
there's your VSiN pro tip. Don't if you like something, especially when you think the number is off.
Yes.
Especially live. Live more than pre-flop.
Got to act fast.
Act quickly.
Yep.
Don't exit out of your app, Femi Abebefe. Don't do it. but seriously, you have to, especially in during commercials as well, act quickly. If you have conviction on something, go. If you happen to see something pop that you don't think is right, go for it. Take it. Got to be quick. Got to be decisive because you'll miss it.
And that was our pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. So the Dallas Cowboys lead 20-13, and right now the favorite outcome is still punt at plus 115, but yeah, the one that I wanted. That's a great pro tip because that was the one that I wanted.
Should have done it, Femi.
I know.
I
opened my Circa app because Aaron told me about how Dallas was a pick. I'm at Circa. So I, but in the midst of opening that, then I closed. Now
it's all Aaron's fault.
He can't defend himself. He's shaking his head behind the glass. But I'm not blaming him. I'm blaming myself because I got in my head opening that app up and all that. So
Does Daniel Jones have a signature moment in him here?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I wanted to bet turnover on downs, so I don't think so.
No, I know. Yeah, 100% right there. But I will give Dallas a lot of credit here through these two games without Dak, because this was, to a lot of us, me included.
It's not the season was over.
Dunzo. See you in 2023. But again, taking advantage of the slow start by the Bengals, winning that game, and now with a really good chance to beat a rival on the road, even though Jones.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. That's
and
gonna,
it's a turnover.
There's your turnover. See?
Okay, thank you. Because honestly, as somebody who bet Dallas, and I'm a Cowboys fan, if that was a turnover, I was about to be pissed off that I didn't get that bet in. So I'm actually glad that that's an incomplete bet.
I don't think that call's right.
Do you think that's a football move?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. Even though I have Giants, yes.
But you got to play that in real speed, though, because
if you're
slow mo,
here's the deal, though. If you're McCarthy, this is worth a challenge, because you are in a scenario here where if this is a fumble, because Dallas clearly recovered,
it could be
game over. Yeah. But he's not challenging it. So
I think it's bang.
And the Giants got to go. Giants have already wasted a timeout in this sequence. They don't get it off. If I were McCarthy, I would have challenged. No, they delayed.
Was it a false start? Or a
delay.
See, I don't know if I would challenge it because I think it was so. And I get it. Like, what are you risking? Maybe
the game. If you were ruling that, and you're probably right, it's probably a challenge you don't win. Mm-hmm. But if that gets ruled a catch and a fumble with Dallas clearly recovering, the game is over.
Yeah,
because you're 15 yards away from being in Maher range, and the Giants are not coming back from 10 down in this game.
I mean, at that point, Dallas goes to 90% to win the game or something like that, maybe even higher,
mid-80s. But still, it's still pretty difficult to see. It's hard for the Giants at a 3rd and 14 right now to convert. But if you had the ball at midfield down 7, it would have been really hard. But Kenny Golladay shows up with a drop.
I thought he fumbled that.
Oh my goodness!
That turnover on downs prop was a wild ride for whoever bet that. Somebody bet it out there because it went down to +290.
It's a rough loss in the end. You could have had two. That was definitely an incomplete pass. But you could have had two catch fumbles there pretty easily.
Man, you know what? Maybe that was the gambling gods being like, you know what? You don't want this because of about what's about to happen.
That was a spectacular drive by the Giants. At least they went 3 and out in less than a minute.
Dallas is now 7, -125. So the hook is now gone. Total 39.5. Actually, 40.5 on the total. Dallas now up to 8. Here at the Cowboys now, -40.5? 40.5.
What's the
total?
Juice?
The juice is even money on the over. Maybe this is a big return or something.
That's
exactly what it is. It's Kevontae Turpin.
So I was gonna say, it wouldn't have made sense at 40.5 unless if Dallas had great field position, which they do.
Yep.
That would have been definite bet the under and take your shot that Dallas doesn't go completely soft the rest of the game if they go up by 2 scores.
Cowboys,
but not in field goal range, right?
In prime position to go up 2 scores here in the fourth quarter against the New York Giants. We'll see what happens on the other side. It's VSiN Live Bet Tonight, hour number 3, next.
Hey guys, it's Patrick Maher from VSiN, and if you're not spending Sunday mornings with us, you're missing out on the best sports betting programming in the business. First, catch myself and former NFL executive Michael Lombardi on The Lombardi Line at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.